Let me read today's gospel lesson to you while they are collecting the offerings. And as I read this, I want you to think, what are you doing right now? Where are you right now? You're in church, and this is the first day of the week. It is the morning, the first of the first day of the week. And you are here giving of your time and of your attention and of your resources. So you are here giving. Keep that in mind, and I'll come back to it. Today's gospel lesson is from the Gospel according to Mark. There is so much in here. This is a really good passage. They're all good. The Lord said, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him will the Son of Man also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." And he said to them, "Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God come with power." So let's go back through that a little more slowly and carefully. The Lord said, so this is Jesus Christ himself speaking to us as reported by the apostles. If anyone wishes to come after me, all right, that's us. We want to come after him. We want to follow him. Let him deny himself. Let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. What does it mean to deny yourself? To do without things that you would like? What period are we in right now? Great and Holy Lent. What is one of the things we do during Lent? We deny ourselves, right? We deny ourselves food, primarily. Meat, cheese, dairy, wine, other things perhaps. This is good. Why is this good? Because it teaches us self-control. Let him deny himself, take up his cross. Have you ever asked yourself what your crosses are? And no, you don't get to say your spouse. No, he or she probably are part of our crosses. What are our crosses? Our crosses are those trials, those tribulations, those difficulties in life, right? Through which we can grow to be more like him. How do we grow? By denying ourselves, denying our ego, denying our pride, by learning self-control. We pick up our cross, which is the suffering we endure at the hands of others. If you've heard me talk before, and I know almost all of you have, I frequently talk about traffic and my suffering as I'm following others. That is the suffering. We endure that which is inflicted upon us by others. We do it with grace and love as much as we are possible with the help of the Holy Spirit. Take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. Well, that doesn't make any sense, does it? If you save your life, but yet you lose it. And then in the next sentence, and whoever loses his life for my sake in the Gospels will save it. What? How can you save it and lose it at the same time? What does this mean? Well, whoever would save his earthly life will lose not only his earthly life, but his heavenly life also. And whoever loses his earthly life for my sake and the Gospels will save his heavenly life. Talking about two different lives here. There is a life after this. This life is just the preparation. This is the pregame. The real life is coming afterwards. What we do here affects the next. This is a training ground. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? I'm struck by the image of entertainers, usually singers for some reason, that stand out in my mind is those who are such handsome or beautiful people. They have such wonderful gifts, usually of the voice. I'm thinking primarily of Elvis Presley, of Michael Jackson. And they start off with a world of promise. But then something happens somewhere along the way, and they get lost. And it's tragic to watch. They get, if you'll permit me, weirder and weirder and weirder. It's usually drugs, but that's not the whole thing. That's part of it. It's a big part of it. But they just lose their way. And you watch them as they get older and progress through their careers, how they just get further and further off course. And then, unfortunately, they die an untimely death. Presley was in his early 50s, I think. So was Michael Jackson. A contemporary example of this, I hope it won't happen, but look at young Miley Cyrus. How old is she? In her early 20s? And it's just heartbreaking to watch what one will do, is encouraged by the world to do, in order to get a little attention. What does it profit a man or a woman to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Profits them nothing, does it? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him will the Son of Man also be ashamed when he comes in glory, in the glory of his Father, with the holy angels. You know, I think there are things about the faith, about Christ, Orthodox Christianity, that all of us have questions about, that all of us wonder. But part of the faith is the humility of saying, I, Father John, bow to the collective wisdom of the church throughout the ages. The church, the body of Christ, inspired by the Holy Spirit, guided by the Holy Spirit, set forth through the apostles, passed down through the traditions of the fathers, over what now some 21 centuries, I bow to the collective wisdom of the church. If the church says something is right, I tend to go along with that. If it says it's wrong, I bow to that. I submit. For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him will the Son of Man also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his fathers. If we are ashamed of Christ, he's saying he will be ashamed of us. Are we ashamed of him? Are we ashamed to say I'm a Christian? Sometimes the things you read in the paper, it seems like it. Remember at the beginning, I said, you are here now. You are giving. You are giving of your time. That is to be commended. The world does not give. The world wants. The world wants attention. It wants money. It wants fame. It wants celebrity. It wants love, whatever it thinks that is. But as Christians, we're taught to give of ourselves. And so you have been. Very giving this morning. Very patient. Especially with only a limited number of clergy. But I see nothing but smiles as I look out. So you have given with peace and patience. Keep that in mind as we go now into the fourth week of Great and Holy Lent. We will have a liturgy for Annunciation on Tuesday. But I get ahead of myself. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.